everyone. Welcome back to the Weekly Awakening. It's your host, Colleen, aka the Hair Healer. I hope everyone had a fabulous week and survived Mercury moving out of Pisces into Aries. It was an intense week last week, and I just want to express some gratitude. Gratitude is my number one spiritual principle and what helps keep me aligned in a great spiritual vibration. Also, I'm sorry if you can hear 1111 in the background. They have been wreaking havoc on me. They already knocked down the light. They've been trying to stop me from making the Weekly Awakening. So just ignore them if you hear them, little crazy ones. But nevertheless, I want to thank everyone and be grateful for everyone who has supported me. It's been just about 2 years since I began writing and sort of creating the Hair Healer podcast and my ideas and where I wanted this to go. And I figured it was easy to start out with a podcast and then build up there to a talk show, a live show, everywhere. I have all these big plans. But 2 years ago, I sat down with a notebook and I wrote this all out, all my ideas, all my creations, all of that. And I started to put it to life in the summertime and started recording. It will be 2 years ago in September of this year. September 2019, I started to record with clients, and boy, has it evolved. My sister-in-law, Camille, had said to me at the beginning of this, she helped me with a lot of it, and she said, now, when you start out with these creative projects and things like that, you don't know how it's going to evolve or where it's going to go. Just be open-minded to it. And I said, okay. And it certainly has evolved and been a journey from my original ideas to where it is today. And I just kind of rode along that path blindly in a very beautiful way. And that will tie into my Weekly Awakening. So there are going to be some more changes and some more shifts coming to the Hair Healer podcast. I'm not going to get into it just yet, but I have some things that I am creating and I am shifting the podcast. I'm shifting a lot around about it. And it's time for 2 years later, like a new change. And now it's like evolved into a new type of chapter and a new type of show. And I'm really excited about that. And so more information of how the Hair Healer podcast will evolve will be coming over the next few weeks. So make sure you follow along. If you don't already, follow me on Instagram at the Hair Healer 1111. On Facebook, I'm either Colleen Dixon or the Hair Healer podcast on Facebook. And follow me on YouTube and just, you know, give this a like, subscribe, send it to someone. Message me, email me, let me know how this has helped you or what you love about it, what you don't love about it, you know, because that's important too, to hear all of that as I'm learning and growing and creating. Email me at thehairhealerpodcast@yahoo.com. Now one of the 11s is pulling my wire. Okay, silly girl. So let's talk about last week. Last week was absolutely kind of insane a little bit again. I think I did the Weekly Awakening Tuesday night and I felt good. And then Wednesday was just, I was rocked emotionally. I was feeling those last little bit of Mercury, our mind being depressed in Pisces and bringing out all these old subconscious stuff that we needed to see and work on. And just emotions were flying. Again, we had the last month, Mercury in Pisces was in its downfall, and it seemed to mimic a lot of Mercury retrograde, only a little bit more emotional. So there was a lot going on. But when it moved into Aries, I don't know if anyone could feel it. It was like an intense, I think Friday, I was like super emotional. And I was just like, you know, feeling that last little bit that needed to come out and get healed for this cycle, we'll say. And I woke up Saturday morning and I was like, and it was pretty much then in Aries, Mercury was in Aries. And I was like, all right, I'm ready to go off on my tongue. I'm just kidding. Meaning like fight. I started that morning, Saturday morning, with just like a little bit of argument. And I was very like, don't mess with me. Don't mess with me, which is very Mercury in Aries. Like, don't F with me and I will come and I will tell you exactly how it is. And I just kind of, that was my theme for the rest of the day, we will say. And I woke up Sunday morning. I said, okay, Colleen, you need to get your attitude checked. You need to get back with it. Stop arguing. Stop doing those things. I mean, again, I said last week, it can be, it's not a bad thing. You know, there is much faster of the tongue, easier to be irritated, easier to say things. But there's also, what I love is putting things into work, putting our mind, our goals, the things we created in our mind into work, into drive, and just really creating those and building something beautiful that we have been thinking about. You know, it's the action. You know, Mercury, we think and communicate, and Mars brings the action. good and bad. And remember that sometimes you need a little bit of bad action to get things going, just like you need a little bit of good action to get things going. And that is the truth. So the astrology I want to talk about for this week is we have a powerful new moon in Aries on April 11th, which is Sunday. Whew, again, so much Aries, so much Aries, we'll just say that. A lot of Aries in my life lately. With this new moon, right, new moons bring new beginnings and they bring new passages and it brings a brand new cycle of the moon and shifts in the moon. But this is going to be a very, very powerful moon, new moon. Not only that, but it's happening in the beginning of the zodiac year, right? Aries starts the zodiac year. So we have it there. We have this new moon, new beginnings in the new zodiac year. So right now we also have Mars in Gemini, in Mercury sign creating. So let's make this about, you know, the confidence, the strength, the ability to be brave when you don't feel like being brave in your manifestations and your new cycle. Right? And what you're trying to create. Now look at your whole sign house. What does Aries rule? You know, and that will be a little bit surrounded of what may be coming up for this moon or where to focus your new beginnings on with that moon. But this is going to be a brand new, brave, exciting new full moon. And we also have it. It's on its way. It'll be sextile Mars and Jupiter, and Mars and Jupiter are almost to a trine. That will be next week, and that will be a lot of like rewards for our hard work. So again, making these manifestations, making these new beginnings, making these intentions, right? Knowing that there will be success to your hard work, you know. That can be the most frustrating thing when you're working on a path where you're feeling, especially in what we're doing, right? And what I'm doing, and whether it's astrology, podcasting, creating any type of new business venture, we want some rewards. We put on this hard work. We put our love, blood, sweat, and tears into what we're creating, and we want the rewards. And oftentimes that will happen with this trine that I'll talk more about next week, but we're on the way there. So what can you manifest? What can you create? What have you been feeling like you don't want to tell anyone, right? Because you don't believe in yourself. We'll say that. And you're like, okay, or even you're not even telling yourself you can do it because you don't believe in yourself. What are some of those things? Because this energy is telling you, you can create it. You can have that. You can be that person, but you have to believe in yourself. And Aries can provide this level, that energy of like cockiness, of confidence. Maybe cockiness. There is cockiness, but I shouldn't have led with that word. Confidence and overconfident, right? That's where the cockiness is, in believing yourself. And you need that strength to start something out. When I first got clean many, many years ago, 10 years ago, there was always a term, fake it until you make it. And I definitely did that my first few months in recovery. I didn't know that I wanted a life of being clean at that point. You know, all I knew was a life of drugs and people of drugs. And so I kind of jumped into this brave new world of being clean many years ago. And I faked it till I made it, right? Every day I showed up, and even though I didn't feel like this is what I wanted, I knew it's what I needed. And I knew that all my dreams would be down that path. So I faked it. I showed up every day not wanting to. And then all of a sudden, I wanted to, you know, and all of a sudden I was ready to show up for myself, and I was ready. So fake it. If you're writing something, if you want to go after that job, that person, that place, that thing, if you need to put yourself out there on social media, like fake that confidence, fake that, and you will create it. It will come. So I guess that's what I'm trying to say. So really, you know, believing in yourself, and a lot of this is going to be, this new moon will be about overcoming your self-limiting beliefs. I mean, I think this is a great, I keep saying full moon, this is a great new moon to work on those affirmations, those intentions, okay? Look at yourself. Where do you have self-limiting beliefs? And self-limiting beliefs are, I can't do that, or I'm not going to do that, or I have a big self-limiting belief. I can't wake up in the morning and do all these things I need to do to start my day off better, meaning like meditate, work out, drink my coffee and peace, don't get online, don't do any of that for the first half hour. That's my dream. I was just talking to a client today who does that every morning, and I just want to. But guess what? Every day I say I can't do it. That's a self-limiting belief. I'm never going to be able to do that if I keep saying I can't do that. And I can't do that. You know, I can do that, but that's a self-limiting belief. Or, you know, I can't be a great podcast, you know, host or have this great TV show because I just don't think I have what it takes, self-limiting belief. And so anything like that, you know, I can't go after that person I want because I don't deserve that self-limiting belief. And if you just sit with yourself and you're not sure, just start paying attention and focusing every time you hear yourself say, I can't, I don't, I won't. Those are self-limiting beliefs. And again, you don't always really realize until you sit down, until you meditate, until you write, until you get self-awareness, until you allow yourself to really listen to what you're saying to yourself, you might not even realize how many self-limiting beliefs you have. All of them. Basically anything that makes you feel like you can't do something or create something, that's a self-limiting belief, you know? Even as crazy as being, you know, I want to be a multimillionaire. And then you think, well, I don't know how to do that. Figure it out. Everything, you can figure it out. So focus on the self-limiting beliefs. What's holding you back from creating your dream life? What is holding you back from being everything you ever wanted to be? Your self-limiting beliefs. That is what's holding you back. Those little things that we've told or been told since we were little kids, that stuff is still in there. That stuff, we still believe that as we once did as children. And it's now affecting us to creating the most beautiful world or the most beautiful life we could ever want. So really focus on that. It's happening where there is a square with Venus and Pluto. So a bit of a death and rebirth there, especially with creative projects. And a death and rebirth with Venus things, you know, love, beauty, friendship. Venus has just been in its downfall in Mars' sign. It was combust the sun, as we know. We talked about my incident with the cream over that time. And just like, you know, it's just a little So you're going to start seeing all things Venus, Venusian, start improving also this week and start getting a little bit better. And things are going to change. And that's what I love about astrology. It's constantly the cycle of changings, of beginnings and endings. And if we follow the planets, we see how life is always shifting, right? And how we're not always in the same spot. We're not always going to be stuck. We're not always going to be going through the same thing because, or even just our emotions or mind, because the planets are always shifting. So are we. And we're just following along the cycle of the planets as we create and evolve as they go. So no matter what you go through, the planets will evolve and you will evolve too. And that is a promise. So, you know, we have Mercury in Aries now. We got Mars in Gemini again. So there is just a lot of our mind and creating and believing in ourselves. I'm happy with Mercury in Aries. Again, it can be, I talked about it last week, but it can be a little testy. It can be a little run off the mouth. It can be a little excess, but there's a lot to like, yeah, I'm getting stuff done. I'm really going to get stuff done. And I've had some pretty fun, intense conversations as well already since then. You're going to have much more like boom, you know, let's talk about these big things or people with just like a lot to say. It's funny. These are really coming along. I can't believe I'm working on the Weekly Awakening now since January and just seeing as the cycles evolve and how here we are in April. How are we in April already of 2021? Wow. I know that I am super ready for the summer, and I think we're all feeling it now, especially everything moving to Aries. Like, you can't hold people back. You can't hold people back anymore. People are ready to just explode, and I am too. We all are, especially if you've just spent the last year cocooning and learning and changing and evolving and growing and stuck in all these sort of not sure where I'm going phases, and now it's like, okay, I have a little bit of an idea where we're going. Can the world just all catch up? Can whatever's happening just end and we can begin the new beginning? Well, it's coming, people. I promise you, it is coming. So let's jump in to the Weekly Awakening. What is happening in my life? And these are the awakenings that I have. And again, these awakenings constantly, I call it the Weekly Awakening is because when you live a path of self-awareness, you have awakenings almost every day or every week. And when you follow the cycles of the moon, it's hard not to see those Weekly Awakenings. So that's where those of you wondering the Weekly Awakening came from. So how can I stay present in this moment? I think that's something I'm always here to, being fully Mercury ruled, my big three. And real quick, your big three, if you're not sure, your sun sign, which everyone knows that, the day you're born, your rising sign, and your moon sign. Learn those things. Get on astroseek.com or astro.com. That's a great free website, and it really gives you a lot of, don't use CoStar. CoStar is okay, but get that, and that gives you a much more professional, more idea of where to look at. So I have trouble staying in the moment, and as people, right, I think generally we do, okay? Even though we only have this moment, we're either in the past thinking or we're in the future thinking. I am someone, I don't stay in the past too often. I can move on. I can feel things, let them go, forgive, but I am always in the future. My head is always in the clouds. I'm always in the future, and I'm not sure always how to stay in the present moment just for today. Honestly, other than prayer and affirmations, sometimes I try to do this. I try to wake up for the day and I say, okay, Colleen, instead of trying to manifest the future or create the future or obsess about what's happening in the future, when you're just letting this present moment pass you by, when this is the magic, this is the work, this is the glory, this is when it's all happening. And so how can I stay in the middle of that and not put expectations on how I think that this should all turn out? Not just my life in general. I guess the biggest thing is what I'm creating here as work, and how can I stay in the middle of that wave, manifest and follow my dreams and follow that way, yet doing it without expectations, letting go without attachments. If you have any ideas, please email me and tell me that. Oh my God. But my weekly awakening is that Colleen is, I'm being called, my angels, ancestors, and guides, stay in this moment, be in this moment. Tell us how we can help you in this moment. Because I promise you, all those things that you see in your future will be there. But what is happening in this moment when you're always thinking, what's the next thing? I'm always, what's the next thing? What's 5 years going to look like? What's 10 years going to look like? What's 2 years going to look like? What's this going to look like? And how am I going to create this, this, this? And again, I'm not in the moment. And I think that that is something that is a lesson for me, I know, in this lifetime to learn, but also that my angels, ancestors, and guides keep going back to. And so again, how do I stay present in the moment? It's a lot of times bringing awareness to the moment, okay? Like catching myself. All right, Colleen, you're obsessed with the future. You're creating this future. Stop. Pull yourself back. What's happening in this moment if you're outside, right? Do you hear birds? Do you see the sun? How do you feel? What's going on? Take a deep breath. Take 10 deep breaths. Those bring you back into the moment. And something that I do every morning, I started to talk about this, sorry, something I do every morning, or I try to, especially if I'm really aware of, like, hey, Colleen, stay in the moment of today and practice today without expectations. I will say to myself, there are a few things. If I know I'm doing this or I'm doing a lot of videos on TikTok or Instagram, I say, please allow me to bring the message that someone needs to hear. Maybe not everyone, but someone needs to hear. Please allow me to say what I need to say for today, because that's all I have. That's all I have. And I'm only going to help people today. I can have all these future ideas of how I'm going to help change the world and help evolve people and their souls, but all I can do that is today. So how is that going to evolve? Then I ask myself, all right, angels, ancestors, guides, show me my purpose today. What is my purpose? What is my purpose? Is it to help? Is it to create? Is it to love? What is my purpose today? And then I ask also, what do I need to do to get to the next step? And guide me to what the next step is. I'm letting go, and I'm trusting, because you up there, you know what I would like, and I'm trusting that you know what's best for me, and I'm blindly leading that. I'm blindly walking in that faith. And what helps me blindly walk in that faith is that I look back and I think to myself, here I am looking back, and I think, wow, I so blindly, you know, walked through that faith and that did work out. And then the next thing worked out. And even when those moments I didn't think things were going to be okay or change or shift, they worked out too. And so a lot of this is trusting. How do we let go of expectations of our dreams, of what the future holds? Is we keep going back to, what do I want for today? What do I want for the purpose? How do I want to feel? How do I stay in this moment by acknowledging how I feel in this moment? And take a deep breath. So every day for me, And again, I think I can look at this instead of a pain in the ass, because I look at this in my mind, I'm like, all right, discipline, that sounds boring. My ADHD and my Gemini mind, that sounds boring. But no, like, I need that discipline. And when I practice being in the present moment, I'm connected to spirit. I'm practicing being connected to source, because I'm trusting them. I'm allowing them and asking them to guide me, to help show me where I need to go, because they have the best path and they know the path. So look at yourself. What kind of thinker are you? Are you a past thinker? Are you constantly caught up in what you did and what you should have done and what you could have done and how things would be different? Because we can't change any of that. And you got to believe that all that happened to evolve your soul for the right reason. Are you a future thinker like me, where I'm just like this, the next, the next, the next, the next, the next? Or are you one of those amazing, rare people who put a lot of work into it to get to the present moment, the present day thinker? And that, to me, I'm realizing is our true connection to source. Like I just said, our true connection to beauty, to love, to our angels, to our ancestors, to our guides, because we're actually aligning with ourselves, with them, with our truest nature when we're just here in this moment. So today, ask the universe, ask your angels, ancestors, and guides, what is my purpose? How is my purpose? Is my purpose to help, to guide, to love, to take a phone call, just to listen? What is my purpose? And what is my purpose in what I'm trying to create? What is my purpose for this podcast? What is my purpose for my goals of my job? Ask and it shall be given. Ask and you shall receive. I can't remember how that goes. It's a Bible verse, but something like that. You get what I'm saying. I'll end with this quick story. I love saying this story about finding what is my purpose for today. I would say one of the first days I really realized a couple months ago I needed to do this and to connect and to get back into thinking in the present moment. I did everything I just said, and I was eating in my car out somewhere at a shopping center. I was there maybe for 20 minutes eating, and I look over and the car beside me, their car broke down, and I happened to have jumper cables and they needed me. And that was my purpose. That was my purpose right there for that day. Who knows? You know, I'm sure eventually it would have worked out, but that was my purpose, was to help someone. And again, it's always, you know, it's not always like that. Like, oh my God, bam, right there to help. Sometimes it's just a phone call. Sometimes it's just to evolve something in your mind. Who knows? But ask and you will be seen. You will be shown. Ask and you will be shown. And I always like to say that if I don't know what path I'm on, please guide me. Please show me. Please, please, please. All right. I hope everyone has a beautiful week. Enjoys this warm weather as we descend into the beautiful spring. I love you guys. Thank you again for listening. Thank you for support. Stay tuned and we'll see how this evolves without thinking too much in the future.